start from the Beraisa just to get into the swing of the sugya. Tana Rabbanon, Bein HaShmoshes, Sofik Min HaYoim or Min HaLayla. There's a Sofik if part of it is Min HaYoim and part is Min HaLayla. Sofik Kulay Min HaYoim, Sofik Kulay Min HaLayla. Matila Noisei L'Chaymer Shnei Yomim. So it has the Chaymer of Yoim and Layla. Beizehu Bein HaShmoshes. When is this man of Bein HaShmoshes? Mishetishka HaChamo. From Shkia Sachama. Kol's man she pnei Mizrach madimin. When the pnei Mizrach, the Mizrach side is red, so it would seem that's Bein HaShmoshes. Hichsiv hatachtoin, if the bottom half of the sky became, so Rashi says, hishchir, it became dark. The Bir Alochen Simen Reish Sadi Gimel says that the Lashon of Rashi is lav davke. Hichsiv does not mean dark. Hichsiv means kasher nistalek ha'admimus min oisei mokim, before it's red, and when the redness disappears, v'noite leloiven, and it has a whiteness. There's no redness anymore. Miloshan hichsiv ponov. That's what the Bir Alocha says. Umashe pirish Rashi hishchir, that what Rashi said, hichsiv atachtim means hichshir atachtim, lav davke. The zenimshach zman rav miyoit, that is much, much later, that the sky becomes dark. Eleko shen istale ko admimus bechlal hishchir. That what Rashi calls hishchir means you lost the redness. We see Adarabe, the Ravid says in the beginning of Masechtas Psochim, in the beginning of Tzeis HaKeichovim, it is still light. We hear this in Rashi, in the beginning of Broches also, that the beginning of Tzeis HaKeichovim is light. So Fakert is very mistava the way the Mishnah Berurah says that Hichsiv does not mean Hishchir. It becomes darker much later. Al Kolponim, so the Beraisa says as follows: Hichsiv ha'tachtein v'loy hichsiv ha'elyon. Now we have now a new shir that the bottom half of the sky is not red and the top is red. Bein HaShmoshes. This is Bein HaShmoshes. So before we hear the shir, kol pnei mizrach madimim, kol zman she pnei mizrach madimim, that the whole sky is red. Now we have a shir of Bein HaShmoshes, that the bottom half is not red and the top is red. Hichsiv ha'elyon v'hishvil le'tachtoin zehu laylo. Divrei Rab Yehuda. When the top part becomes similar to the bottom part and there's no redness whatsoever, then this is considered laylo. Divrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Nechemya oimer, kidei sheyahalech odom meshetishka hachamo chatzi mil. Rav Nechemya says that this man of Bein HaShmoshes is not totally in the simin of Hishve Letachtein, Hichsev Elyin veHishve Letachtein. No, before that, as soon as we measure this man of a Chatzi Mil from Shkia Sachame, so afterwards this is Tzeis HaKeichovim. And Rabbi Yossi Yomer, this is Laila. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Bein HaShmoshes Keheref Ayin, Ze Nichnas Veze Yoytze. He says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya gave a longer Zman for Bein HaShmoshes, and Rabbi Yossi says, the Zman of Bein HaShmoshes is Keheref Ayin, Ze Nichnas Veze Yoytze. Now, let us skip over the Chelek we learned last week, and let us go now to how the Gemara is going to explain the Beraisa. Hagufe Kashe. The Beraisa is contradictory. Amarta eizehu Bein HaShmoshes. You said, when is Bein HaShmoshes? Mishetishka hachamo, kozman shepnei mizrach madimin. That from the Shkia till kozman, the mizrach side of the sky is red, this is Bein HaShmoshes. So it seems when the whole sky is red, this is Bein HaShmoshes. Ha hichsiv ha tachtoin, If part of the bottom part already is not red, it lost its redness. So my says that's not by Mashmoshes, that's Laila. Because you said, Kol's manship name Mizrach Madimim, that the whole name Mizrach is Madim. So that's Bein HaShmoshes. So the minute the bottom half loses its redness, it's always Bein HaShmoshes. V'hodo Tani, and afterwards you said, Hichsif HaTachtein, V'loi Hichsif HaElyon, Bein HaShmoshes. Now you're saying a new shir of Bein HaShmoshes, that the bottom part is not red and the top part is still red. That is Bein HaShmoshes. So what is Pshat in Rav Yehuda? So now we're going to have a machloikis Rabbe in Rav Yosef. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Keroich v'toni. That these two shiurim is a continuation. You put it together. We add a vol. That is the kunz what Rabbe did. Eizehu bein hashmoshes. When does bein hashmoshes start? Mishetishka hachamo. From the shkia. Kolz man shepnei mizroch madimin. When the Pnei Mizrach is Madim, that is Bein HaShmoshes. From the Kozman Pnei Mizrach Madim, that is Bein HaShmoshes. V'hichsif HaTachtoi. What do we call Pnei Mizrach Madinim? It does not mean when the complete Pnei Mizrach is Madim. V'hichsif HaTachtoi, even though the bottom chelik of the sky lost its redness, that is also considered Bein HaShmoshes. So he's explaining himself. The Zman of Bein HaShmoshes is Nimshach Kolzman Pnei Mizrach is Madim, but Pnei Mizrach Madim does not only mean when the whole sky is red, which is also Ascholas Bein HaShmoshes. No, if the top part is still red, that's also Bein HaShmoshes. But when the upper chelik lost its redness, and now it is similar to the bottom chelik, and now it's not red anymore, laila. Then it becomes night. That is Svaras Rabbe. The Rav Yosef Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Rav Yosef said, the Shema Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Hachiktoni. Eizel Bein HaShmoshes. Mishetishka hachamo kozman shepnei mizroch madimim. That is not Bein HaShmoshes yet. That is yoim. That is yoim. That is not Bein HaShmoshes. That is the zman before Bein HaShmoshes. After shkiyas hachame, if the whole sky is red, that is not Bein HaShmoshes. That is yoim. Hichsif hatachtem lo hichsif ha'el yoim. But when the upper chelik is red, and the bottom chelik lost its redness, that is Bein HaShmoshes. Hichsif ha'elyein v'hishve le'tachtoin laila. So the machloikes, Rabbe and Rav Yosef, alibed Rav Yehuda is, if when it calls man shepnei mizrach madimim, what halacha does this man have? According to Rabbe, this is the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes. And according to Rav Yosef, this is not Bein HaShmoshes, this is Yoim, and Hichsif HaTachtoin, that brings about the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes. Va'ozdu l'tamayu. And now, we had another machloikis between Rabbe and Rav Yosef, and this man of Bein HaShmoshes, so how they explained Pshat and Rav Yehuda, so that's why this machloikis will come out. Va'ozdu l'tamayu, the itmar shir bein hashmoshes bekamo. The shaila arose in zman, how long is the shir of bein hashmoshes? Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, shloisha chelkei mil. Three fractions of a mil. So first the Gemara wants to say, what kind of a fraction, what kind of a chelik are we speaking about? My gimel chelkei mil. Ilei matlosa palgei mil. We're speaking a chelik, we're speaking about a half a mil. So shloisha chelkei mil would mean three half mil. Name a mil umachte. So why was he so sosum? Let him say, the sheer of The shear of Bein HaShemoshes is a mil and a half. Why say Tlosa Chelke mil? Ella Tlosa Tilse mile. If he means 3/3 of a mil, name a mil. Ella Tlosa Rivei mile. So we say mean, so it can't be, it's the process of elimination. It can't be a half, it can't be a third, it has to be a quarter. 3/4 of a mil. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Shnei Chelkei Mil. He said 2 fractions of a mil. Now, what does Rav Yosef mean? My Shnei Chelkei Mil. Ilema Trei Palgei Mil 2 half mil. Lema Mil. Velo Trei Rivei Mil 2 quarters. Lema Chatzi Mil. Let him say 1/2 mil. Elo Trei Tilsei Mil. So Rabbi Yosef said this man of Bein HaShemoshes is 2/3 of a mil. And that is the Cheshbon. Because according to Rabbi, the Bein HaShemoshes includes this man called Shepnei Mizrach Madimin. So therefore this man is 3/4 of a mil, which we'll see this is 9/12 of a mil. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it does not include this man, so it's 8/12 of a mil. My binayu, ika binayu, palge de danke. So the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is 1/12 of a mil difference. Now, to understand a little bit what the shear of a mil, the Mechaber in Simen Tof Nun Tes says a mil is 18 minutes. The time it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. So according to Rav Yosef, Bein HaShemoshes is 2/3 of a mil, so come out it's 12 minutes. According to Rabbi, that it's 3/4 of a mil, Bein HaShemoshes, so come out 13.5 minutes. The Bir Aloche brings down the Shitas HaGoyim, that a mil is 22.5 minutes. So come out, according to Rav Yosef, that's 2/3 of a mil, will come out 15.75 minutes. And according to Rabbi, will come out 16.75 minutes. This is 3/4 of a mil. So al kaponim, bekitzer, the shiurim according to Rav Yosef is either between 12 and 16 minutes. And according to Rabbi, it's between 14 and 17 minutes, roughly. That's the shear of Bein HaShemoshes. Let us see Rashi. Pnei Mizrach Madimim Adayin Lehichsev Afilu Tachtoim. That means that the whole Mizrach is red. And here it says later that Bein HaShemoshes is Hichsev HaTachtoim Lehichsev HaElyoim. So the Gemara, so Rabbi said, Kroich v'toni, shnei hadvorim b'krach echod, b'toira achas. It is one aloche. The ozdu l'tamayu, the Rabbi sovar, shir bein ha-shmoshis, nofish, v'rav Yosef sovar zutra. Now let us see Tosfos. Trei tilsei mil, he will have a very famous Tosfos. This is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, which was so bakant that there's a shita sabay natam and says that kechavim is the mekayir is this taisus. Kashe, the hoche mashme, when we're learning this gemara, we're speaking about this man of Bein HaShemoshes, and after Bein HaShemoshes it says klal hishve ha'elyon letachten is laila. So we have here klal that this man Bein HaShemoshes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is either 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil, and afterwards it becomes laila. That's klal. Koshe, the hoche mashme, the mishkiya sachama ad halaila, leka elo tilsa rivi mil. The most from the shkiya to laila is 3/4 of a mil. And let's say the biggest shkiya is be'erech 17 minutes. From the shkiya, 17 minutes later, is Laila. Fraktoisves, Rabbi Yehuda, Gufei, Bepsochim, this same Rabbi Yehuda, Beperik Misho Yotome, says as follows. He says, Sova, the Mishkiya Sachamo, Atzei Sakrichovim, from the Shkiya till Tzei Sakrichovim, Arba Milim, is Arba Milim, is 4 mil. And here it says, that from Shkiya Sachamo till Laila is 3/4 of a mil. So a person will give a posha to Teretz. There's two different things. Here we're speaking about Laila. Laila is 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia. Tzeis HaKeichovim, that's 4 mil after the Shkia. It's two different things. Here we're speaking about Laila, and they were speaking about Tzeis HaKeichovim. So Taisa says, no, Machnish kein Dreidla. V'Tzeis HaKeichovim Laila. Laila and Tzeis HaKeichovim is one shear. It's not Laila before Tzeis HaKeichovim. Kedamrinen bereish perikame de psochem. The Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim says that what Tzeis HaKeichovim becomes Laila. Uchdemucha Akro, we have a posik, v'anachnu oisim b'mloche, Elois HaShachah, Tzeis HaKeichovim, and then they did Meloche b'ayoyim, they were shamed b'alayla, the minei mafik v'perik beiz, the Megillah Elois HaShachah yamamu. So the same way we learned that from Elois HaShachah is yoyim, so we learned that from Tzeis HaKeichovim, that the Yom is still Tzeis HaKeichovim, then it becomes Laila. So we see Laila is with Tzeis HaKeichovim, not before Tzeis HaKeichovim. So now we have Amor D'Kikashi. So Agamor says it becomes Laila 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia. And the Gemara Pesachim says it becomes Laila 4 mil after the Shkia. And 4 mil, if we will assume that a mil is 18 minutes, so 4 mil is 72 minutes. So the Makar of 72 minutes after the Shkia is the Gemara in Pesachim. But what do we do with our Gemara? V'ayimah Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam said, to fa'emphat ish kasha, the Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. Daho so mayri b'tchil ha-shkia. That what it says, mishe yishka ha-chamo, means as soon as the sun sets, soon as the sun sets, till Tzeis HaKeichovim is 72 minutes. That's the Gemara over there. Vahoch, it doesn't say Mishe Yishka Achamo or Mishkiya Sachamo. Here it says Mishe Tishka Misoiv Shkiya. Here we're speaking about the Soiv Shkiya. Achar Shenichneso Chamo Bo'oivei Horekiya. To understand a little bit what this pshat, the Soiv Shkiya, the Tchilah Shkiya, we can understand. When the sun goes down from the horizon, we don't see the sun anymore. That's the Tchilah Shkiya. What is this Soif Shkiya? So the Tosfos Rid explains, he also holds like the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, and he explains it a little better. And he says as follows, Sha'af al-pi she'shoka, even though when the sun goes down, we don't see the sun anymore. V'nelma min ha'ayin, we can't see the sun. Adayin oira shaylet ba'olam. The oira chamo is still shaylet. That means right after the shkia, it is light yet. V'chol zeman she'oira shaylet, in kol zeman it is still light, ein Pnei Meirev Madimah. We'll see later, the Gemara doesn't mean Pnei Mizrach, it means Pnei Meirev. Kol Zman, it is light, the sun is giving off light, so the Pnei Meirev is not red, because it's still light. Avol Ksheshaykas Legamri, when by the Gmar Shkia, Vahileches Tachas Ha'orets, Mistalek Oiro Min Ha'olam. This man, when it stops giving off light, for oz maschilim pnei mayrev lahadim, then we see a redness in the sky. Shekozman she'oira ba'olam, kozman we have the oir of the chama, ha'oir mechasa admumis. So the brilliance of the sun makes that it is impossible to see redness. we see just like by day, we don't see redness. We see the rays of the, we see light, we don't see redness. The tinge of red is only when the Oyer HaChama becomes bottle. Now we see when that Oyer becomes bottle, then a redness, then we see the sun is too far away that we should have the rays of the sun, then we see the Sadmumis. The Teifish Shah Mu'etes. And this takes a short time till this will also end. And therefore, that's the Shini HaLoshin. Shkia Sachama means the Trile Shkiyasa. So it means there are two stages the way the sun sets. There's one stage that while the sun is setting, it is still giving off light in the sky. So that is not, that Chelik is still Yom. We still have the rays of the Chama, which are in existence. The Gmar Shkia is when the Oyer HaChama is not here anymore, and we begin to see the Admumis of the Chama. We see a red tinge. That is called Mishetishka, Mishetigmar Shkiyasa, when stage Aleph ended, and stage Beis begins, stage Beis is Admumis. So that is called the Gmar Shkia. Till the Gmar Shkia is Yoin. From the Gemar Shkia is this Zman, so that is, as we had mentioned, if Be'erech, we say it's 13 and a half minutes, so that's Be'erech, that means from the Shkia till 13 and a half, till minus 13 and a half minutes is Yoin, and then the last 13 and a half minutes is Bein HaShmoshes, and then is Laila. This is Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, and he proved it from the Stira and the two Gemaras. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the Rabbeinu Tam, and Simen Reish Samachalot. The Goyin, the Maral, and the Bir Aloche brings down, it is really a Shitas HaGoyinim, Hai Goyim, Rav Shchira Goyim, say a different teretz. What did the Rabbi Netam do? The Rabbi Netam said there are two shkiyas. So the Goyim said the two tzeisak echovims. How do you know to make the two shkiyas, the two tzeisak echovims? And what does that mean, the two tzeisak echovims? Because we're going to hear on the Gemara that Lamed Heim at Beis, that tzeisak echovim is when three keichovim beinanim, which is very difficult to figure out which is called, there are three types of stars. There's keichovim gedolim, which can be seen yet by yoim. There's keichovim ktanim, which come out when it's vade laila. And there's keichovim beinanim, which when these three keichovim come out, that is laila. That is called seis hakeichovim, these three keichovim. And the Goyin says as follows. The Goyin says that our Gemara is speaking about the Shkia, and our Gemara means as follows. The Shkia, from the Shkia, there's a Zman of either 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil, till then is Bein HaShmoshes. After Bein HaShmoshes, after, let's say, these, we'll say, according to the Goyim, it's 16, there are 70 minutes, 70 minutes after the Shkia is Seis HaKechovim. Now this Seis HaKechovim is that we see three Kechovim Beinanim. Now we'll ask Akasha, before we go further, L'chaira 70 minutes after the Shkia, we'll go outside, we won't see any Kechovim. So the Goyim said, that is also no kasha, because the Gemara is speaking about in the Oifik of Bovel and Eretz Yisrael, and there, 17 and a half minutes after the Shkia, one can see already Kechovim. And it is speaking about B'yoymei Nisan or B'yoymei Tishrei, that the day and night are equal, and in that Zman, 17 and a half minutes after the Shkia, one can see three stars already. And that is Laila. That is Seis HaKechovim. The Gemara in Psachim, that Tzadik Balad, is not speaking about Hilchas Laila. The Gemara is speaking about something else. So there the Gemara wants to say, when the Gemara there mentions Seis HaKichoven, that means when the sky becomes full of stars. That is not Seis HaKichoven of Laila. The Gemara is speaking out that from the Shkia to when the sky becomes full of stars, that is the Mahalach of Dalet Milim. And the Gemara is Medamed Izman, to from Alois HaShachar to Neitzacham is also Mahalach of Dalet Milim. This interval from Alois HaShachar to Neitzacham is equivalent to the Shkia to when the sky becomes full of stars. In the morning it's exact opposite. By the Alois HaShachar could be have all the stars. Till Neitzachame, and the opposite is from Neitzachame, from Shkia Sachame to Teisa Kechovim, which that Teisa Kechovim was when the sky is full of stars. That is Take Dalad Mila. So the Bir Alochi says, so we have our Gemara, which is speaking about the Oifik of Bovel, B'yayme Nisin, the B'yayme Tishrei. So then we know when Seis HaKechovim is. When Seis HaKechovim is by us, we don't have a Gemara ready. And the minute we don't have a Gemara, we're in hot water. What's the problem? Because we need Gimel Kechovim Beinanim. And the Goyin says one has to be a Gevaldike Boki to know that these are Gimel Kechovim Beinanim. So Memele, we have to wait for Gimel Kechovim Ketanim, that will be sure that these are Koponim Gimel Kechovim Beinanim. And this one can only find out by looking at the sky. There's no set time for Tzeis HaKechovim, not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael we have a Gemara. Outside of Eretz Yisrael we don't have a Gemara, and we have to figure it out ourselves. And the Bir Aloch in Reish Tzadik Gimel says that besides this Zman of Gimel Kechovim, which we are unsure yet, which are the Ketanim, which are the Beinanim, so we also need the second Simen, they have the second Simen of Hishve Ha'elyin L'tachtein, that there's no Admumis whatsoever. There's no redness in the sky. We see Gimel Kechovim Ketanim, that is Tzeis HaKechovim, which is Laila. This is the Machloikis, the Goyin and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us go further into Isvis. Avoteima Lari. The Bemai Pligi. What is the Machloikis? We have here a Machloikis, Rav Nechemye, Rav Yehuda, to when Bein Hashmoshes is. If it's a chatzi mil, 3/4 of a mil, the my pligi, the vadai mishas seis kechovim have a lilac in the perashti. So how could there be a machlokes in bein hashmoshes if we know klal that seis kechovim is lila? The yeshloimach with an etam answered them rinin lekamon loy gedoyle manirim bayoyim veloy ktanim elabeninim. So now the shaila is, the Rabbi Yehuda mesavkelei bechol keichovim hanirim mishkiya sacham me'ach ichsif elyin imhem beininim olav. That means also that we have a machlokes on bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes has to be sofik laila. How could it be sofik laila if there's no stars? So the Rabbi Netam says that zikha, that there are stars in the whole Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. We're starting Be'erech, in the according to Rabbi Netam, so it'll be 60 minutes after the Shkia. There are stars, or 58 Be'erech. Chveis, Rav Moshe, Sechon Elbroche says that in America, 40 minutes after the Shkia starts the Bein HaShemoshes of the Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. So in this Zman, aside the Machloikis, what's the Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, how could it be Sofik Laila if there's no stars? So Taisa says in the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, there are ziches stars. Now the shaila is, do I have to declare, are these stars, are these beinoni stars, or there's nothing what to declare about? So according to Rabbi, in the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, one can also declare, there could be now three stars which are kechovim beinonim. So memele, it is unclear. So therefore, but we have to be chayish from the beginning of Mishetishka HaChamo, when it's named Mizrach Madimim, we have to start claiming maybe these stars in the sky are Kimul Kechovim Beinanim. According to Rav Yosef, there's nothing but declare yet. Kol's man, you don't have Hichsef HaTachtoin, these stars are Zichen Nat Kechovim Beinanim. So Mamela it is Vadayoy. And then again, according to Rav Nechemya, after the Zman of a half a mil, is the Tzicha Kechov and Beinanim already. So Be'etzem, the Machloikis is, the stars that we see already, that the Chazal Gufa, there was Sveikis, are these Beinanim, Gedolim, or Ktanim. Yeah, Be'oit Kosher. Frag Tosfos, another Kosher. He says, Lamaise, so we don't know when Laila is. According to Rav Nechemya, Laila is a half a mil after the second Shkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 3/4 of a mil. The next day, Anan, if we know that Laila is Seisa Kechovim, we know Adam Beinani that goes from the Shkia till Tzaisakarovim, that the Zman of Dalet Milim. The Zman of Dalet Milim is Tzaisakarovim. The Nerze Anan Ba Adam Beinani Sheyelech Metchila Shkia Sachama Dalet Milim, Kediyama Bipsochim. So that means, let's take an Adam Beinani and he'll walk Dalet Milim. And afterwards, we'll know Klo, that is Laila. So, vi pasta machloikis, es Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemye. Yeshleim the Mesavkalu, mahu Odom Beinani. He says, who is an Odom Beinani? So, we can't figure this out from an Odom Beinani also. So, therefore, we have these Sveikis and these Chilukei days. I think we did not learn the Tapra. Shipalge de Danke Echad me Yudbeis Bemil. So the Machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi is in 1/12 of a mil. The Shiure de Rabbi Tlas Rive Mille. According to Rabbi, the Shir Bein Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. Hainu Tishe Palge Danke. That's 9/12. The Shiure de Rabbi Yosef, Shmoine Palgi Danke, 8/12. Danke is Ashtus. Al Koponim, we have over here Machloikis, Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef, is it 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil? So the Gemara says further, V'chilufa v'chalosa. We have another Machloikis, Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef. By Akaveres, what size Akaveres has to be in order to be Mekabel Tume? So there, it's the exact opposite. Here, Rav Yosef said 2, and there he says 3. Here, Rabbi says 3, and there he said 2. Let us see. The Omar Rabbi, Chalosa Bastrei Kuri, Shari little tuli. Now here we are speaking about the size of a chalosa is a keveres, a beehive. And we're speaking about, we'll see if the keli is too big to make it portable, so it loses the shame keli. And it is mukze, only kalim are permitted to become metaltal in Shabbos. So Rabbi said, chalosa bas trei kuri. If it holds 2 kur in it, shari little tuli. 2 is mutter. Ubas tlosa kuri, if it is thriku, also little tuli. One is not permitted to be metaltuli. Rav Yosef Omar, bas tlosa kuri nami shori, three is also permissible. Bas arbo kuri, also. If it's four kurim, then it is not permissible to carry. So the shaila is, we have that the larger the keli is, it loses, it becomes difficult to carry, it's not portable anymore, so that makes it lose the shame keli. So according to Rabbi, it only has a shame keli when it is too cool. The Ritva explains, the minute that too cool and amasha already is it loses the shame keli. That would he chaps on three, because Rabbi Yosef said, I feel three has a shame keli. That's why he said, no, I disagree with you. Three does not have a shame keli. But according to Rabbi, even two doesn't have two and a mash also doesn't have a shame keli. And Rabbi Yosef says, three does have a shame keli, and three and a mash who already loses the shame keli. So in the dimin of the Gemara is, one of chazer ein the machloikis in, so here, Rabbi that said three here, three quarters, there he said two. And then Rabbi Yosef that said here two, so there he said three. That is, we should remember the two machloikas. The chilufa, if likyo Rabbi ve Rabbi Yosef bechalosa, we have there the hepech by a machloikas of Rabbi ve Rabbi Yosef. The hosam, Shiyure de Rav Yosef, nafish mi de Rabbe. There, Rav Yosef says a larger number than Rabbe said. Mi de Rabbe. Nafish mi de Rabbe. Rabbe de Omar Hoche Tilse. Here Rabbe said three quarters, three. Omar Hosam Trey. There he says two. Rav Yosef de Omar Hoche Trey, two thirds. Omar Hosam Tlosa, three. Chalosa Kaveres. Shari litiltula, the teires kliyole. Bas tlosa, so Rabbi says, but if it has three kul, gdoila yaisamidai, this is much too big, vain teires kliyoleho. So it doesn't have a teires keli. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, boi minei demap, I had once asked Rabbi, Bishas Maise, in the Heter Tiltu, and Rabbi told me then, Vafilu bas trei kuri loy shorali. And he told me, here we hear that Rabbi holds too cool has Hashem Keili. More than too cool doesn't have Hashem Keili. And Rabbi told me, Vafilu bas trei kuri loy shorali. That even if it has two kur alone, it is also too big and it does not have a shame keli. So the Gemara says, what was the svore of Rabbi that asr the baye even two kur? Kiman kahaitan. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim as follows. Kaveres akash v'kaveres akanim. Akaveres a beehive that is made out of kash or kanan branches. Uber Sfina Alexandris. Sfina Alexandris is a ship that goes on the ocean. And they had a tremendous keli in the ship that they used to store water there. Ocean water is not drinkable. So they had a tremendous keli which was called the boyer. Sheyesh lahem shulayim. And these three kalim, this boyer and this kaveres, vehein marzikos mem so belach, the liquid content it could hold mem so, shehein kurayim biyovesh, which is too cool biyovesh, that means we'll see by yovesh, you could put it, it can go over the walls of the keli and will still be held and supported by the keli. Is tahirim. So Bikitza, what did we have over here? That there's a tana that says in Hilchis Tumah that as long as it has in the hold too cool biyavesh, it is tahir. Before we go further, the Chayde Sha'aviv explains as follows. that the difference of opinion that Rabbi had, Rabbi once said that tukur is mutter, and then Rabbi answered Abaye that tukur is also osa, is the shaila was, if the din keili legabi Shabbos has the same halachas and the same gedorim legabi the din keili legabi tume. This Mishnah is speaking about tume. Now the din keili akli eitz that has a base kibble, we learn out from a pasuk, it has to be similar to a sack. What is the similarity? Just like a sack is metaltal mole verekon, a sack is a keli that you can carry it, say when it's full and say when it's empty. So a kli eitzi yeshle base kibble also has to be able to be carried, say when it's full and say when it's empty. Now, a kaveres that holds kurayim is not metaltal mole. If you'll put in kurayim inside of it, it is impossible to carry, or if you're going to carry it, it's going to break. It is impossible to carry it when it is full. So, Rabbi first was under the opinion, that's a din in Hilchis Tumeh. In Hilchis Tumeh, in order to have a shem keli, it has to be metaltal mole. But legabi Hilchis Mukze, we don't have these same guidelines. So even though it is not metaltal mole, but it has a shem keli. More than tukur, then, because of a different reason it loses the shem keli. Now it's too big. But it does not have the same guidelines of tumah. And when Abaye asked Rabbi the Shaila, so Rabbi answered him no. That it has the same guidelines like tumah, and since it doesn't have a shem keli, legabe tumah, because it's not metaltal mole, then it doesn't have a shem keli, legabe tiltal mukze. Let us see Rashi. Boy minei dema Rabbe, Abaye said, I once asked from Rabbe, b'shas maise, shayisi tzorich ledova, there was negei, if I'm permitted to carry this kaveres. Kiman, so who did Rabbi hold like then to answer tiltul of a kavera sheyesh bekurayim? Kiman, ho da filu betalti kuri loishore. He wasn't matar afilu on two kurim. It was like this time. Kash zanva she boilem uboil svina alexandris. Svina gdeile she pereshes bo le yamagodl. This is a large ship that goes into the yamagodl. Umei hayam eluchim. And the water of the yam, salty, that is not drinkable. V'oisin kli godol kamin boir, v'noisin l'soichay mayim yofim. And good water is put into this keli. Omer Abaye, zut the Gemara weiter, shma mino haigudsho, tilse habi. So we see over here that the goydish, that what overflows, when you put a dover yovesh, it says as follows. This keli, if you put a dover lach, it'll hold 40 so. If you'll put a dover yovesh, it will hold 2 kur. 2 kur is 60 so. So we see that the goydish, that what a keli, is able to hold more contents, the yovesh, than lach. So there's a formula. The goydish is a third of what it is, what the keli can be mekabel belach. Let us see Rashi. Lach ein by goydish. By lach there's no goydish. She'en kurayim shishim so biyovish. This is 60 so biyovish when you put dry articles in it. Sheha goydish marzik shlish, that when it overflows and it's still in, it's still in the keli, so it's marzik shlish, a third more. So Rashi says that this formula is only if you have a certain type of a keli. The kelim shelohem, their kelim shayasuyim kiyam shaoso shloima. What is the similarity? Goiven kechatzi rochvon v'chatzi olkon. Rashi says in Erevin v'heim agulim. That means if the height of the walls of the keli were a half of the length and the width of the diameter of the keli. We're speaking about a round keli. So by such a keli, the goydish is a third more than that what the keli could be marzik belach. Now let us see pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says tahirim, that these kelim are tahirim. The iskish kli eitz lesak. That kli eitz, that's mekabel tume, is only mekabel tume yedum yedesak. The metaltel mole vereikon. A sak is metaltel mole vereikon. Vizeine metaltel mole. This kaveres cannot be carried when it is full. The godel yaisa midai. It's very big. One person can't carry it. Vim yetaltel luhu. And if a few people will carry it, yeshova bidehem. So it will break. So memele, so that's why the kaveres is not considered metaltel mole. Let us see Taisus. Vafilu bastrei kuri loishorali. A keli that is marzik trei kur, a rabbi asa to be metaltel in Shabbos, since it is so big, it does not have a shame keli. Suktaisvis les ilches ahochi, she is batal mimenu teires keli, mishum koivdek. There's no such halacha. Rabbi held taka like this, that a large keli loses the shame keli in hilches Shabbos also, since it is so heavy. But the halacha we don't paskin like this. Where do we see this? The omar beperik beis da erevin, ahi shirise. Sherisa is a koire, it was a tremendous pole. Tahave bei Rebbe Pedos, it was, you need 10 people to lift it. Ahi Sherisa tahave bei Rebbe Pedos, tahave shokli lo asor. Vishodi lo adosh. In Shabbos, they used to go and pick it up and put it by the door, to brace it on the door, that one should be unable to open up the door. Ona, he said it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. Teres kli olel. It has a teres kli. So we see that that even though it is very heavy, it is not portable. You need 10 people to move it. Afal pikein, the weight is not mafkiya the shame keli. So Teisus says. So we see lahalacha we don't paskin like Rabbi. The Maral. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the kavone of the Gram Horovitz. They say as follows, that the Emerson, there are two gemores. Our gemore is speaking about that the Teres Keli, that it says this kaveres, the whole Teres Keli is because of the base kibble. Because it can hold a certain amount, the base kibble gives it a Teres Keli. So here the Gemara said, if the base kibble is not able to be mekabel the full amount without breaking, so it loses the chshivas of base kibble. That is the hekish dum yedesak. That is a kli eitz sheyeshlei base kibble has to be dum yedesak. It seems this pole over there that had a teiris keli, it was not out the base kibble. It didn't have a base kibble. It was pshute kli eitz, whatever it is. But it had a teiris keli, not out the base kibble. So this is the Maral says, so there is a teiris keli, not out the base kibble. So memele, so that's true. There's no such halacha that a keli is measured by the weight. A heavy keli becomes a keli. That is true. Our Gemara is only speaking about if the whole Teiris Keli is because of the base kibble Shaboy, this is not considered a base kibble since the Teiris Kabbalah, it is not metaltel moli vereka. That is the, so there's a chesaron in the base kibble. Now Taisi says further, now filu abaye gufe, not only we see Rabdos doesn't hold like abaye, Rabbi Pdos is not like Rabbi. No, Abai himself, that is the Shailam, Rabbi also Lalocha doesn't hold like Rabbi. Afilo Abai Yegufe Loi Kibla. Kedamrinen Bepeire Kire. Minar Toshani, the Gemara said, at a Menoire, this is speaking about a large Menoire, so the Gemara wanted to say, a Menoire is Mukze, Sheodom Kevei Olamokim. since it is a heavy piece of furniture, and people don't move it, it's stationary, so a male doesn't have a shem keli. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked him, v'reikilus chasanim, so it's also a type of a tent, also dodam kevei olomokim, but it's also not portable, umutalin taisal aperka b'shabes, so you see it is not mukze. Elo omar Abaye. So Abaye disagreed with this lomdus of kevei olomokim. So Taisus understood, the lomdus of kevei olomokim means, that since it is not a portable object, so it loses the shem keli. That was the pilpul by Menoire. And if Abaye said that we do not, it doesn't matter even though Odom Kevei Olomokim, even though it is not portable, even though it remains there, it still doesn't lose the Shem Keli. So Taisa says, we see Abaye Gufe holds that something that is not portable still has the Shem Keli. V'hodam rinim v'shili kol kisvi, p'mutai shel beis rebi, which is also a type of a Menoire, Muta l'taltalon b'Shabbos. One is permitted to carry it in Shabbos. Amale Rab Zeire, b'nitlim b'yodayachas oy b'shtei yodayim. Rab Zeire wanted to know, which menoires are permissible to be carried? The light ones, that one can pick it up with one hand. Oy b'shtei yodayim. Amale ka oyson shal beis avicho. So he says, the same ones you have in your house. Now the Shaila was in his father's house. What kind of menorah did Rab Zeira's father have? So according to Taisvis, Taisvis holds that lahalachi, even a heavy keli also is a shem keli, peire shehen gdailis. That's what he answered him. Even though it's gdailis, you need two people to pick, you need two hands to pick it up, afal pika, and it has a shem keli. Like Rabbeinu Chananel v'Rashi shepir shekoshe shabei shavicho shehen ktanois, that he answered him only light menorahs have a shem keli, a menorah that does not have indentations in it, the kolam is shari, daine pamuta is gdailis. The Gemara in Kira Vaistais, even though it's kevei olomokim, as long as there's no indentations in it, one is permitted to carry it. So we see klal that, so we have to say that what he said, shal beis avicha, means even though it was heavy, it still does not lose the shem keli. Abaye chazi lerove, dekadoi lemaire. Let us see Rashi. Abaye was watching Rove, dekadoi mabit erev Shabbos, lirais im yeisham admumis chamo. It was erev Shabbos, and he wanted to see, he was facing Maire, he was figuring out, is there admumis chama? Now, what did he want to know, Erev Shabbos, if there's admumis chama? So the Rashba says, from this Gemara is a raya that we paskin like Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, kol zman shepnei mizroch madimim, it is yoim. Bein hashmoshe starts as soon as ichsef atachtim. So Rove was looking, Rava was looking towards Meiret, and he wanted to see, was the whole thing still red? If the Tachten was still Odaim, so it's still Yoim, so he can still do a Malache. That's what he was looking. Abaye chazi l'Rava, the Kadoi l'Meiret, if the whole thing is red. Amalei, they told him, you're looking in the wrong direction. Vosanye koz man shepnei mizrach madimen. The redness we look at Pnei Mizrach, not at Meiret. Omar loy misavres Pnei Mizrach mamish, loy ponim hamadimim es haMizrach. You look at the side that is madim the Mizrach. You look at the side that is madim the Mizrach. He says the admumis comes from Meiret. So if there's enough admumis in Meiret that could be madim the Mizrach, so then we know it is still yoy. So the Maram explains, but why didn't you look at Mizrach? Lamai said, that's the simon. You need enough admumis that could be madim Mizrach. She says, it could sometimes be that something is blocking the light, that Mizrach is not other. So that is not the criteria. You have to look at Meirev, and if mitzad admumis of Meirev, there's enough that it could reflect on Mizrach, so Mamele, that is still considered Yoy. Ikeda Amri, Rove Chazir L'Abaye, Rove saw Abaye de Kodoyi L'Mizrach, he was looking at Mizrach. Omar Leimi Sovres Pnei Mizrach Mamish, Ponim Hamadim Imesa Mizrach V'Simonech Kiboso. Just like a window, when the sun shines in from the opposite direction, so you have the reflection, the sun is on one ruach, the sun is, let's say, on Meirev, and it shines on Mizrach, so this is the same inyan. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach, La'erev, towards night, Chamo Sheikas B'Meirev. The Chamo goes down to Meirev. B'Zaharurei HaChame, Madimim es ha-mizrach, and the rays of the chame make red the mizrach, kechaloin, just like a window. Kshachamo nichneses bo, ma'adem es koysel shekenegdo. It makes red the opposite window. Simonech kivoso, chaloin, kemoi shepirash. Rav Nechemya oimer, kidei sheyahalech odom mishetishka ha-chamo chatzi mil. Rav Nechemya holds that the Shir Bein Hashmoshes is that from the Shkiyas HaChama, the time of a Chatzi Mil, which would be 9 minutes, that is Bein Hashmoshes. And afterwards is Laila. So L'chayre, which Shkiyah are we speaking about? So it matters, according to the Goyin, L'chayre was speaking about the first Shkiyah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we're speaking about the second Shkia. Let us see further though. Amar Rab Chanina. Ha-roitze leida shiurei shel Rab Nechemya. The person wants to know the shiur bein ha-shmoshes of Rab Nechemya. Yoniach chamo b'roish ha-karmel. He should, when the chamo is b'roish ha-karmel, he should, the Lashon Yoniach Chamo, the Maral says that means that he's on top of Har HaKarmel, and he's there, and he sees the Chamo there, is Yoniach Chamo B'Rosh HaKarmel, he should leave the Chamo, V'Yeireid V'Yitrol B'Yam, and he should go down and tovel himself, as we'll see Rashi, Har HaKarmel is right by the Yam, V'Yale, as a machlekes v'yala means go back to the Rosh HaKarmel or go out of the mikveh. V'zeu shiurai shel Rav Nechemya. This is the shiur of Rav Nechemya. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Karmel har shal sfas hayom V'chamo somoch l'shkiyoso niris al roshe horim. Before the shkiye, it is niris al roshe horim. U'bechdei sheyeret v'yitvel v'yale havalaylo. By the time it's going to take, that he's going to go down and toivel himself and come up, it will be laylo. So the Maral says pshat in Rashi, that Rashi learned that you're walking down from the mountain, you're going to tovel yourself, so the time it takes to walk down from the mountain to tovel yourself, it is still day, because you can tovel yourself, that means because the chama was b'roish har ha-karmel, this was before the shkiyah, so by the time you walk down and tovel yourself in the yam, and then, so this was still yom, and then you walked back up again to the mountain. When you walk on top of the mountain, you could eat truma already. Havi laylo, yala means to go back on top of the mountain. Havi laylo. So lechayre, if we learn like this, lechayre, let us work backwards. From after the tefila to go up is zachatzi mil, that's for sure. If I'm not mistaken, the Maral says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you walk up to the mountain, you cannot eat Truma yet, because you have to wait 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil. Al Koponim, but according to Rabbi Nechemya, when you're walking up the mountain, which is as man, he says, from the Gemara Tvila, which is still Bayoin, till walking up to the mountain, you'll be finished by your Chatzim, you'll have the Chatzim mil will be over, and you'll be able to eat Truma, it's Laila. So, going down this mountain, let's figure out backwards. If going up the mountain, it takes Be'erich 9 minutes, so going down the mountain, it also takes up its 9 minutes. And when you go down, so this is before the Shkia yet, so when you go down, you can still toivel yourself, and it is still Bayoim. And you have another 9 minutes to go back up again. So l'chayre, this is Amayre de Keraye, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban brings this Raya. Here, in our Gemara, we can speak about Meshetishka Chama, the Rabbeinu Tam can say that's speaking about the second Shkia. Fine. Meshetishka Chama is a parve loshen, so we can say whatever we want. But here we're speaking about the Chama is Beroy Shahorim. Here we're speaking about, we see the sun. We are not speaking about the second Shkia. We are speaking about before the Shkia, before the first Shkia we're speaking about. He walked down the mountain and he toiveled himself, and it is still Yoim, because the Tvila is still Yoim. That's what the Maral and Pshat and Rashi. So Memel, and then he walks back up, that's a Shir of Chatzim Mil. So walking back up is a Chatzim Mil. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, from the Shkia, you need 4 mil in order to become Laila. So L'chayre, this would be L'chayre Amir de Keraye to, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, like the Goyim. Let us see Taisus. Taisus says, V'yeired, V'yitvel, V'yal. Perish bekunteres, ubesoich kedei sheyered viyale havelaila. Taisva seemed to learn that he's telling us that's what we mentioned, according to the Maral, that he tables himself and he comes back and he's permitted to eat trume. That we're saying, let us see the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Aray the Leida Sheyure Sharab Nechemye. So Taisvus learned Pshat that it seems when he got out of the mikveh, that is Laila, the Yered, the Yitvel, the Yale, that is this man, that it's Laila already, from the Yered, the Yitvel, the Yale, Perish Bekuntris, Abeseche Deshe Yered, the Yale, have a Laila. The koshet lahavle leminket simone de tvila ilav da osel ashmine de tvila maalyei. If he just wants to tell us the shir of Bein Hashmosha is that this shir is the zman of Yered v'yitvol v'yale. So why is he giving us such a moshel, which is a very vague moshel, if the tvila won't help because it's the shir of Bein Hashmosha is one can't toivel himself in Bein Hashmosha. Birshalmi mashme bepeirik alef de broches de mishayale maschil bein hashmoshes. That he's telling us when this man of bein hashmoshes starts. Vahashte kamashmalon de shapir tova v'ololoi erev shemesh. So Taisva says, according to the Yerushalmi, he's telling us that the time of yered v'yitvel v'yale, he still has time to toivel himself, and it'll all be before Bein Hashmoshes. So according to Taisvis, he's not telling us the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes. He's telling us that Yered v'yitvel v'yale, everything will be before Bein Hashmoshes. This is the time it takes to become Bein Hashmoshes. So if he's telling us when Bein Hashmoshes is starting, so where do we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya when Bein Hashmoshes starts?
The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya is when Bein HaShemosh ends, not when it starts. So it's very modern. The Gemara sang us the Shir of Rabbi Nechemya. So Taisi says, "Who did the Lefisa have a minket the Roitz Alei the Bein HaShemosh is the Rabbi Yehuda? Ein Chanami." So why does he say Rabbi Nechemya? El Hashem Asav like Rabbi Yosef. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Bein HaShemosh does not start Misha Tishka Hachamo. Bein HaShemosh starts Mitzirchsif HaTachtem LeHirchsif HaElyoim. Hashem Asav like Rabbi Yosef Bein HaShemosh Rabbi Yudayin Amasal Misha Tishka Hachamo El Misha Hirchsif HaTachtem. So therefore he chaps on Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya Zicha holds that the Bein HaShemosh starts Mishetishka HaChama. So that's why he's telling us a Shia, that he could Yere V'Yitvel V'Yale, not when it'll come up, it'll be Lail, when it'll come up, it'll still be before Bein HaShemosh, and this is the Zman that starts Bein HaShemosh. On a Rabchia, HaRoitze Lirois Be'ira Shel Miriam, if a person wants to see the Be'er of Miriam, is also Yala L'Reisha Kalno V'Yitzpe. He shall look into the Yam V'Yire and he'll see in the Yam K'min Kavora B'Yam, like a sieve, a stone, a round stone that has a lot of indentations in it, similar to a sieve. V'Zuhi Be'eiro Shem Miriam. It sees from this stone water gushes out. Omarav Mayon Hametautel Toher Vizehu Be'eiro Shel Miriam. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Kimin Kavore Sela Ogul. We have a round stone, V'osui Ki Kavore, and it looks like a type of a sieve. Zehu Be'eiro Shel Miriam Shehoya Mizgalgolim Yisrael Bamidbor B'Zchus Shel Miriam. This stone went together with Klal Yisrael b'zchus Shel Miriam. V'chsiv atoma Shel Miriam. V'somach leiv lehoya mayim leida. So one can see it in the Yam Shel Tveria. Toher. V'lekabel tume. So this is a mayon, it's not mekabel tume. V'toivlem boi. D'lav kekli domi. Liyesh ha-mayim ha-noivim menu kishuvim. V'ein loch mayim metaltel. This is the only mayon in the Bria that is a metaltel. Ela be'ero Shel Miriam. Ona Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Bein HaShemoshes de Rav Yehuda, the Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yehuda, Kehanim Toivlem Boi. Kehanim are permitted to toivle themselves in the Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Leman, according to who are they permitted to toivle themselves? L'Rav Yehuda, Ilaim L'Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, they're permitted to toivle themselves. Veikahu. How could a Kohen toivel himself Bein HaShemoshes? It is a Sofik. Maybe it is Lail already. Elo Bein HaShemoshes the Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi Kohanim toivel himself. It means the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, which is either from the Shkia or from Hichsef HaTachtayim. So in that time, according to Rabbi Yosi, a Kohen can still go to the mikveh. Pshite, fragt the Gemara, that's Poshet. Because Rabbi Yosi says that Bein HaShemosh is Kerev Hayim. So Memela till then is still Yoyim. So the Gemara says, not Mal detain Bein HaShemosh is the Rabbi Yosi, Meshech Shaykh with Rabbi Yehuda. That could be the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yosi is still in the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not after the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda. It's in the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda. So Memeila, so according to Rabbi Yosi, a Kohen can also not toivel himself in the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Melon, the Sholim Bein HaShemosh is the Rabbi Yehuda. First, the Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda ends. And the whole, the complete Bein HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda is Yoyim according to Rabbi Yosi. So therefore, a Kohen can toivel himself in this man of Bein HaShemosh. Oh, the Maschel Bein HaShemosh is the Rabbi Yosi. Now it starts the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yosi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kahanim Toivul Bevavu Bishitzrich and Erev Shemesh Achat Tvila Lechol Betchumosom. You need Erev Shemesh Kesovah Yomomahu. The Yeshu Sachov Lashkiya Sacham. The Bein HaShemoshes is still there. Like the Gemara, according to Rabbi the Sofik, the Hail of the Korile, Ben Ashmosh, is called the Sveik, or the whole thing is a Sofik. Vishema Tavli Balai, Lavain Kanerev Shemesh. So my answer is all Ben Ashmosh, is the Rabbi. So now there was a Girsa as follows. Elo, Ben Ashmosh, is the Rabbi Yoisi, the Rabbi Yehuda. There was a Girsa that the Gemara says, Pumfaker. That the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yoisi was before the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen can tell himself in the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi. So Rashi says, "Lo gersinan, ignak gairis this, tabed yom ashmu Ben Ashmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda kainem toivum bay." Oboman the goris lai meforish ochi. He is meforish as follows. Al Ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yosi, la Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, one can toivel himself according to Rabbi Yehuda Bachit. Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Kahanim toivel him boy, the Kahanim are fitted to toivel themselves the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi. Vashmin and Shmuel, that what the Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbi Yosi called him with Rabbi Yehuda. That the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi is before the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Utchilas Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yosi Leiliyahu, when it becomes the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, so then it's not according to Rabbi Yosi. Oh, the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Yemom, and the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Yoy. Now there's a Girsa as follows. According to this Girsa, it goes as follows. V'haboi Herev Shemesh. How could you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one was permitted to table himself in the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi? You need Herev Shemesh. What's the kash? Nehei, the Rabbi Yehuda Yemom, ain't a chanami the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi is Yoyim. About Miu, Heichi Tovu, how could he tov himself completely in the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi? Or Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda Sofik Lailu. The Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, which is right after the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, is Laila. The Kiv in the Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yosi Keref Ayin is very small. Mikami the Solik Mitzvila Sholim Vayel Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda Sofik Lailu. So according to this Girsa, there was a kasha, you need Herev Shemesh. How could you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can table himself in the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi? There's not enough time to table yourself. It's zicha overlap into the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Ben kan Herev Shemesh. That was the Girsa. So now she says, V'lav Milsi, you can't be goyres this. The lack of the Meimel, the Gemara didn't ever have me in Rabbi Yosi Koidim. How do you know this? The Koma B'Seifeh, because according to this Girsa, the Gemara went back and said, no. That one is permitted to tell himself the Ben Ashmosh is the Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yosi. Ela the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yosi. That's our Girsa now. Or Pachina the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yosi pshite. It's poshit. We have a long lispuki. If a minute before we had a sofik, the Dilma the Rabbi Yosi called him. That the Gemara before they have a minute that the Ben Ashmosh is Rabbi Yosi is before Rabbi Yehuda. And now I'm telling you that the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda is before Rabbi Yosi. My pshituse, tuvika mishmin and shmu. Tashmin the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda called him. So therefore Rashi is not geirus as girse. Pshita the Rabbi Yosi kanem toivum by the Rabbi Yehuda. The sveike the Rabbi Yosi kerefayim. V'chole mailo imenu yemomu. V'shure the Rabbi Yehuda nofish tuve. Umar of Shimshe, so lebi herev shemesh before. So the Gemara says, Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yosi, Meshach Shaykh Ebed Rabbi Yehuda. I would think that the Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yosi overlaps into the Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. B'soifai hu nichlal. Kachi sholem the Rabbi Yehuda, when the Ben Ashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda ends, Leil Yehu, afil the Rabbi Yosi. V'chi tovel b'soif Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbi Yehuda, sulaka Rav Shemesh, because this is already the Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi. Kamash melon Shmuel, the whole Ben Ashmosh is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yosi Yamamu. The whole Ben Ashmosh Rabbi Yehuda is Yoyim. The Kosher Litvile. For the Maschad Rabbi Yosi Bu Erev Shemesh. Then it starts the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yosi.